Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There's, of course, a lot of talk about the impact of a disruption on the Iranian oil. What will that mean to the Middle East? What will that mean to the world? And what kind of impact will it have, in fact, on Iran? Well, Dr. Amit Mor is the CEO of Eco Energy Financial and Strategic Consulting, senior lecturer at Rahman University. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard.
I thought that there was a boycott or there were sanctions against Iranian oil in any event.
Indeed, the Biden administration, even before the first Trump administration, imposed tough sanctions against Iranian oil and other activities. But they eroded in the past 2 years, and Iran in fact increased its export to a record high. And it was done via a shadow fleet, as it is being called, of tankers, basically exporting Iranian gas inofficially to especially to China, and via those tankers, which are hidden under various companies, so it was very difficult to trace. And in fact, Iran enjoyed an income of about $50 billion in the past 2 years each year due to oil export, and is exporting these days about 2 million barrels per day, which is about 2% of the oil international oil production and consumption.
Right. If this has to stop completely, what impact will it have?
Well, I don't think that the Trump administration will cause a total cease of Iranian export, but $50 billion per year. This is a huge sum to the Iranian regime, which can support the economy, of course, they can support the Iranian nuclear race, the Iranian, I would say, war activities, and so on and so forth. So even if Trump increased sanctions against international companies, and also he mentioned that the U.S. Navy will halt tankers on routes at Straits of Hormuz or other straits to check their cargoes and so on and so forth. So it can be a real achievement in decreasing the ability of Iran to further arm itself.
Is this Iran's primary source of income? Or do they have other areas that are significant?
This is a major source of foreign exchange, no doubt about that. Iran exports other goods and services as well, but especially oil, some gas, especially to Turkey, some minerals they export, and food and other goods, but the export of oil is a major source of foreign exchange, a source to the Iranian regime and to the economy.
And at this stage, the value of that export is about $50 billion.
$50 billion per annum, so it's
yes,
a lot of money,
of course.
And if it's going to be halved or even more, it's going to be a major contribution to the the ongoing struggle against the Iranian armament.
The people of Iran, obviously, we know, we've been told many, many times, are not necessarily supportive of the regime. Is there a sense, or how important is the export of oil to the regime in keeping the people of Iran in check?
Well, this is a very important source of income, and the economy is eroded. The economic situation in Iran continues to deteriorate. There is a major, huge inflation, high stagflation, that is high unemployment, a shortage of energy in Iran, the energy country. Electricity cuts for several hours per day in Tehran and all around. There was major shortage of water, drinking water. The economy is in a major crisis. And no doubt that such a move, important as it is, will also affect the people. The domestic currency is continued to depreciated, devaluated all the time. And the first to suffer are tens of millions of people in Iran, unfortunately, as it is.
And yet, on the other hand, hopefully that places pressure, because Iran is probably most vulnerable, not from the external forces, but internal ones, with the with their population not supporting their strategy, surely.
No doubt, Howard. It's not covered much internationally in the media, but every day there are tens of demonstrations on civil issues, lack of water, lack of electricity, lack of food. Many people are middle income, are now poor people, and struggle to gain some basic foods to themselves and to their kids. The economic situation is very, very, very bad. And that's one of the reasons that Mr. Trump thinks that he'll be able to achieve a political agreement, maybe in the future, to lift some of the sanctions in return to a halt or cease of the nuclear program of Iran.
Dr. Amit, more of that is where we leave it. Thank you, as always, CEO of Eco Energy Financial and Strategic Consulting, Senior Lecturer at Rahman University.